Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, at @Becky_Beatrice, and I'm joined today by
Faye. I'm not gonna tell you my at, and I support Chelsea.
Hi, I'm Sagal. I support United, and my at @SagalLee on Instagram and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Lauren. My at Lauren Coys, and unfortunately, this weekend I'm a Spurs fan.
I'm Joyce. Swifty Stones on Twitter, and I support the best club in Manchester, obviously.
Wow. Yeah, I'm Lola, at @M_A_Lestrange, and I support Arsenal.
Nice. I mean, all the people mourning their teams are in black today.
Not me. My team won.
Nothing to be excited about.
That was a coincidence.
Anyway, let's start with the Manchester derby. Manchester United absolutely got slapped. Joyce, I'm just going to take it over to you and you can do, you know, the honours.
I'm going
to,
look, it's like every time I'm on here, all I got to say is, oh, we're so
okay.
Oh, we're so good.
So can I just say something quickly?
Bring me the keys.
No.
You have shook in my world. Like.
Joyce, next time, yeah, when we do the women's segment, I want you to come on for the women's, yeah? I can't just put one time. You need to put both.
You know I got small for Gareth Taylor as well. I don't like that guy. But yeah, no, like, standard, didn't it? Like, we came in, we did what we had to do. Obviously, I think the second half was a bit shoddy from us, I can't lie, but no one really wants to talk about Ederson and how questionable his goalkeeping ability is at times. I think because he's so much of a playmaker, goalkeeper, we don't actually ever like kind of talk about his shot-stopping abilities. But in general, we did what we had to do. We came in, got the goal really quickly, and that kind of eased the game. It was really nice to see Foden and Haaland play collaboratively and everything else, and I think that was an issue at the start where people were saying that Foden looked a bit selfish, but yeah, it's nice to see them sort of helping each other. And then you've got obviously Kevin De Bruyne now becoming, I think he's overtaken David Silva's assist record at the moment as well, so that's great. But in other words, I've also seen people talk about Pep beating Ten Hag's press. What press?
There was no press.
Did not exist.
I mean, we didn't press today. I put it that way.
Oh, good. It's a shame in Manchester still.
But yeah. Mm.
Talk about your hat trick, boys. Go on.
You know what?
Yeah, you were starting, like, and then you just stopped.
No, I think it was just like such an overwhelming feeling just to kind of, you know what? Because not last season, but we've had a few hiccups in terms of whenever we play United, and then that normally is the shock fixture where we're like, oh yeah, we expect City to end up beating United and shit doesn't happen. But yeah, hat-tricks were all great and everything else. I don't really know what to say.
It's not fun. It's like when all the time and da, like, it's not fun.
I think we're so accustomed to winning. It's really hard for me to.
I enjoyed that.
It's so easy to just say we're so good.
I want some challenge. I enjoyed the hat.
No, we enjoyed the football. We enjoyed the football. Haaland on top of ball. This guy currently, what he's about 10 goals away from I think it was it Salah's goal scoring last season?
I think it's less than
something like that now.
No, it's 23. Yeah. Sonny and Salah. 23.
Yeah, for their golden boot.
So
last
he's on 13 at the moment. So 10 more.
No, it's 14 now. Nah. I think it's 14.
Yeah. Oh, 14, sorry. 14,
but yeah, and Haaland's on what? The same amount of hat-tricks as Vardy, Ronaldo, and Lampard in the space of eight games.
I'm sorry, but it's easier now than it was in Lampard's time.
Yeah, so let's not get it twisted. Lampard's a legend too, you know. I respect him.
Wait, one second. Why do you believe it's easier? No one has managed to do it.
Yeah, it's easier right now.
Wait, what about this? Did Salah get that many hat tricks when he broke the record?
I don't care. I don't care about Salah.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying it's easier right now. It is easier.
But why is it easier?
Look at the defenders that we have. You have Ran always injured, Maguire, 80 million. Do you know what I mean?
No, you say Maguire. Right now.
I think Faye's just trolling.
No, because could Haaland do against the likes of, you know, Vidic and Terry? I don't think so. They would have
done what?
They would not say it.
Exactly. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. We're calling the Prem the Farmers League. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I am.
At this moment in time,
Pep has ruined it. And the money that he's getting and everything has ruined it. Sorry, it's not really competitive.
Again, money
anymore.
From you.
I don't think it's a money thing though. Because it is. Like your guy, Mr. Bowley, was kind of splashing cash however he wanted to. I feel like it's more of like just the way maybe you guys like kind of source whoever you kind of need for your team in terms of that.
Because when you bought Bravo and said, oh, he's crap.
Look,
when you bought guys did you buy, you said, oh, they're crap. We're going to try again and get these players. It's money. You guys have the money.
It's trial and error, yeah.
It's but money I and coaching. Like
when you
it's
have
both.
The backing of your it's board both. And they just kind of believe in the vision.
Let me tell you why it's not just money. Because Manchester United is an example. We have a lot of money. We spend a lot of money.
It's not just money.
80
plus mils on their
time.
I feel like City
bought
the league and they've made it so boring. Any excuse, man. It's all right, though. You wish that was you, huh?
No, I don't wish it was us, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, United's point of view, please. What are you guys saying?
So, gal.
6-3 wasn't that bad, was it, guys? No, I'm for real. It was 4-0 at halftime, and I'm like, this is going to be a Premier League record. But 6-3, you know, my two boys got two goals each. Well, no, Martial got two goals, Anthony got one. I'm happy with that, you know. Nice day in the office for us.
Anthony has the same amount of goals as Salah at the moment.
And Saka.
It's crazy. Ooh,
that's insane.
Ah, Saka.
That's fine. Yeah. Two in two games.
That's fine.
Anthony.
I know which player I'm taking over. So it's calm.
No, but Anthony's goal was good.
You want me to answer? It was good.
Oh, good.
Well,
I think he was one of United's best players.
You want me to be gassed over that? Because the same way people are gassing Bruno Fernandes for being rubbish and then getting stats the same way they're going to do for Anthony. I'll let it continue.
In all seriousness, the first 30 minutes might have been the worst 30 minutes I've watched in a while. I'm not saying a lot. We lost 4-0 to Brentford this season. I mean, zero composure on the ball, like no clue whatsoever. They looked shook. They looked like it was a championship side against Premier League champions.
It wasn't a competitive match. That was training session for Man City in the first half.
They looked like they were fans of City. The lack of composure. 1 minute in and Dalot goes into Grealish. Grealish! Worst fullbacks have done well against Grealish. Grealish is not it's not the most difficult to defend against. He's not been that impressive. And 1 minute 30 in and you're getting a yellow card against Grealish.
Let's not only just put it on Dalot because I saw the other fullback was off at half time.
He's a young kid.
I saw a lot of gas for him.
The worst bit was we lost 6-0, but I don't even think the defence was that bad. The worst thing was the midfield. The midfield and the front three. When I tell you, I don't think Eriksen and Bruno strung more than a couple passes together the whole entire game. It was absolutely shocking. And they're meant to be like the older players, the veterans. They're meant to show a bit of composure, show the likes of Anthony and Malacia. And the minute they get the ball, they're going for the hero ball instantly. It was so predictable. That ball in behind to Rashford was so predictable, yet they can continue to do it again after again and again, and they didn't learn anything. I don't think we got into City's like box till like the 30th minute. Half was absolutely
shocking. That's Ten Hag's fault though, because I don't know why he thought that playing McTominay and Eriksen in the midfield against Manchester City would be a good plan.
I think with Ten Hag, he's very loyal, and obviously these players have like he does need to stop that. They've won four games in a row, and he thought like, I'm gonna stick with these players. You know, they've proven to work well together. And I think that was his mistake, because this Eriksen Bruno midfield, I'm sorry, it just... I love both of them individually, but together it just doesn't work. Neither of them, like, can string passes together. I can't. I need to see Casemiro starting next weekend.
I haven't heard you mention McTominay once. I'm hearing Eriksen.
No, because
and
with
Bruno,
McTominay, we know. No, we know McTominay.
When the player's so bad. You know,
when a player's so bad, like, I don't expect much from McTominay. And McTominay's only starting because of his good performances, and the manager wanted to support McTominay and, you know, stick with him and be loyal to him. So I can't really have a go at McTominay. But the other two, yeah, I can expect more.
But those two have also
them.
Been good as well. So.
I can expect more from, but I can also expect more from them. And I don't think this. I think what needs to happen next weekend is, like, Ten Hag has to be brave and realise that we can't have Eriksen and Bruno in the same midfield. I think he needs to start Casemiro, and I would even say he needs to start Fred ahead of Bruno, because this midfield is just not working.
So when you first saw the lineup, are you saying that you weren't happy with the lineup?
No, I was happy with the lineup. I thought maybe Casemiro could start ahead of.
Exactly. I feel like most United fans were happy with the lineup. So I think the issue is that once we started playing the game and it wasn't working, Ten Hag should have made changes.
He should have made changes, but it wasn't like...
Wait, what time would he have made
changes? He should have done a Mourinho. After 20 minutes, he should have done a Mourinho and changed the midfield.
Tactically, yes. Mourinho, something isn't working tactically. You have to change stuff quickly.
But, I mean, that's true. And then they'll be saying he's toxic, he's doing this, he's...
You've got to make your kind of name in whichever kind of sense in terms of the changing room. You have to understand that you are replaceable. If the game is going to shit, unfortunately, you're going to have to get subbed off.
That's true.
And coming back from half time, 4-0 down to put on Luke Shaw.
I think we saw these signs before the City game. We saw that this, like, even against Arsenal, I feel like in Arsenal we were better in the final, like, our final ball was better, so we got away with it. But it wasn't like we were controlling the midfield against Arsenal either.
No, but I don't think our game plan today was to have possession and control things. That's I think why they wanted to get them on the break,
to make
but
good decisions,
that wasn't working.
But they weren't making good decisions. Neither Bruno or Eriksen were making good decisions. Yeah. Do you know how many times, like, if they'd just done the correct ball, that we could have got a counter-attack? But neither of them, they were both playing erratic. I don't know what was going on.
And maybe it's because... God forgive me. Eriksen was on Haaland, you know, maybe it was just a bit...
It's a bit long.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why he was on Haaland, but he was on Haaland.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been marking Haaland on that corner.
Let me give you a benefit of the doubt. What's his face was off the pitch? What's his name? Varane.
I'm trying to help.
You have to be able to organise yourself and communicate and realise that, oh, our central defender is off the pitch. Why is one of the smallest men on the pitch then picking up Haaland?
Mind you, he has a pacemaker. So, I'm just saying, come on, this doesn't make sense.
But we had our main defender off the pitch at the time.
Why is Martinez? Is he not there?
No, but he wasn't on.
Do you know what I mean? He's got the aggression.
He's trying to get the legs, isn't
it? I think we also, United fans need to have a conversation about Sancho. I'm sorry.
I was literally just about to say that. Sancho! Let's talk about him.
We have to have a conversation. Because I was hearing a lot about Anthony, especially in the... me too. I was saying a lot about Anthony before.
Because
he cost
100
well,
million.
Yeah, because he cost 100 mil. But the other guy on the other wing...
He still cost big money as well.
You could not pay him to take on his winger. To take on his fullback. I've never seen anything.
Why
like
does Faye keep looking at me?
No, you have to have a conversation because it's like, I don't know if it's like he doesn't trust himself or he doesn't trust his body or like he doesn't think he's like quick enough, but City's like defence is not like the best defence in the world, and you couldn't think to take on, let me take on this guy, let me have a go at him. That's the difference between our wingers and City's wingers. Foden and Grealish, again, they're going
because
at their fullbacks.
They grew up playing in the Premier League. When Sancho did stepovers in the Bundesliga,
he was gone.
The defenders fell for it. And then he was like, oh, whoopsie, I'm through.
That's the same thing.
Now he's playing against...
Now, but Sancho's got in his head the PMP that he had in Germany. He thinks it's still here.
It's not here.
So who was he playing against? Was it Akanji or who was it?
Akanji was on his team.
No, Akanji.
Oh, today? Yeah. Oh, who was the full back? I don't know.
Is it against Cancelo?
Cancelo.
Cancelo's not like the best defender.
No, Walker.
He knows Walker. He knows he's not going to beat Walker for pace.
No, because Sancho has no pace. But you think he's smart enough to realise, I don't have pace, let me figure out another way to play. But he doesn't. He plays like he has not a care in it, which he doesn't. He plays like he hasn't got a care in the world. I'm going to try a couple, one, two, roll over. No, he does.
He really shouldn't have gone to you.
He does. No, because I actually do 100% believe Sancho has so much ability.
Yeah.
But he's been playing like I'm here for vibes.
Do you know what it is?
I'll get off at half time, maybe 60th minute, and I can coach.
United was not the team for him.
Where do you think he should have gone?
Chelsea. I'm not going to lie. I think he would have been better suited at Chelsea. I'm not even joking.
Think about it. The way Man United play, they love a transition. Sancho can't transition like that. So it's just kind of almost like, if I'm not if I can't do the transition thing, which is what you want me to do, and I'm not really kind of got the kind of physical athleticism to kind of match up and take, and he can't beat a man. He can't beat a man one v one. He's about link up, and he can't do it. If no one's there to link up with him, what's he there for?
Exactly.
A new shape up. That's it.
Okay, not the shape up.
Well, I think that's quite harsh. He wasn't good today, but I have seen him link up well with Martial at times. Like, we've seen, like, I feel like he's,
do you think
at
he has
times,
the
when did Martial play for at times?
You don't, physicality for the league.
Rashford doesn't even have the physicality for
he
the
does,
league.
He does,
he just, I feel like you can use your brain if you don't have physicality. I mean, that's, his decision making just needs to be better. That's, I just that's
think
it.
When Rashford doesn't have to think, he's really good.
That's true.
When he, yeah.
Sorry?
When Rashford doesn't have to think, he's really good.
That being said, when he doesn't have to think, he's really good.
But Rashford has pace, I guess. He's got pace.
He's got pace. Mm. That's what Rashford has, and that's not what
he's got a good shot on him. Yeah.
He just can't play. Rashford can't play number nine. Yeah. And I think he's really, really good at running in behind and making that run, and hopefully someone with quality will find him. Mm. When he's playing in the number nine, Akanji and Ake are waiting for him to make that run. Mm. So it doesn't work. I don't understand. I would have started Ronaldo if you didn't have a striker to start.
No, I would have started Martial.
Why would you? I would start Rashford.
Maybe you guys needed a focal point, which is Ronaldo. Maybe you needed it, and Rashford running off behind him. Why not? Why?
The ball would have bounced off Ronaldo. I don't need that.
I don't know. You know, CR7.
Ronaldo would have given the central defender something to do.
No, yeah. I think they're smart.
The thing is, because the ball wasn't even going up there in the first place, he would have still struggled.
If Rashford's standing there, you're not going to play the ball up to him. Yeah. That's the problem. If you play a winger who can only run in behind, they're not going to clip the ball to him.
I'm just going to have to assume that Martial wasn't like 100% fit, because I don't understand why he wouldn't have started him. Martial is the only player in this team that can hold up the ball. We've seen it repeatedly.
Yeah.
So next weekend, if Martial's fit, I need to see him starting up top. Rashford can go out on the wing and Sancho can go on the bench.
But it's the thing with what we're saying about Ronaldo, it's his aura. The aura.
No,
but... Is the aura going to put the ball in the net?
Enabled that hold-up play.
He makes defenders panic. He makes defenders panic.
We banter him.
But I feel like this whole thing about Ronaldo making defenders panic is even false. Who's actually scared of him?
Anymore, right now. No one's after scared last of him.
Just the
he would be.
Because Martial wouldn't have been able to start the game. So I'm not... If I had to pick out the three, I would have started Martial. But then I'm not... I would have... He can't start. I'm starting Ronaldo. Because you need a presence. If you're pinned against Man City's press, you need somebody to try and at least clip the ball up to. And I think you looked at Bruno and Eriksen trying to play perfect passes every time. It didn't work.
The ball wouldn't have gone up.
And he can't even hold up as well as he should be able to.
Can he hold up the ball better than the other ones?
What
I'm saying is remove Martial because he couldn't get fit for the entire game. Everyone else available. Can Ronaldo hold up the ball
better
than
Rashford?
He's not better than Ilango.
We would have lost the threat of the ball in behind. That's the point. We would have lost the threat of the ball in behind if we started.
No, you still have Rashford on the wing.
But he wouldn't have started Rashford.
We're saying in terms of hypothetically, you start Ronaldo at the nine, you've got Rashford on one wing, you've got Antony on the other wing.
I think the point is that even if we started Ronaldo, I feel like the game
was still getting slapped because your midfield was nonsense. Exactly. It was actually nonsense.
The strikers weren't the problem. It was the
midfield was hilariously bad.
Anyway, moving on. Can we say that City have the best front three in the league? Because at the start of the season, I asked this question and people said it was Liverpool or people said it was Tottenham.
Never Liverpool.
Hello, City. I think
individual players, yes. Yeah. But
who's the front three?
Because obviously today our front three was Foden, Haaland and Grealish. You guys were cooking Grealish last episode and whatever. I think Grealish's purpose isn't necessarily the same as Foden's and Haaland's in terms of goal scoring, but rather to break counters as well. So we sort of ish like the way Pep plays him is almost similar to a midfielder in a way, but he just doesn't give him that kind of freedom the way he used to play at Villa. Mm-hmm. And I think it obviously worked at Villa because Villa needed that, but at City, we don't necessarily need what kind of qualities he was bringing to the Villa team. So that's why we play him more as a preventative thing for when there's a counter. So in terms of front three, I wouldn't say we have the best front three because We have the best individual player.
So you have
and
the
Bruyne striker.
Maybe Arsenal.
But front three.
Wait, okay.
Move your head over there.
Who has the best front three for you then, if you're saying it's not City? That's a
great question.
You have to compare it.
Because I feel like what I'm doing is picking us apart rather than... Because, yeah, when you put it like that...
Okay, ignore this game week because this game's going to skew it. Mm. Before this game week happened, looking at the season, how it's gone, who do you think had the best front three?
It's difficult to say because City don't always play those three players. Do you know what I mean? City don't have a front three. They have Haaland and then Haaland's little...
They have De Bruyne feeding whichever combination.
Because I was going to say, initially, like, when we started the season, I was saying it was Spurs, just based on, like, the start of the season, I said it was Spurs.
But look at Spurs front three also rotate as well, so...
I was basing it.
I would say, obviously I'm biased as a Spurs fan, our front three of Son, Kane and Kulusevski...
That was the best
top
three.
two front three in the league.
At the time,
because they're potent. But we haven't played that front three in a while.
No.
But in this season, I don't think you guys have been potent.
No, but that's as it's gone on, but I think when we said that at the start of the season, I think it was fair to say it was...
Yeah. So everybody's first game.
This is why I'm asking the question now, because I'm saying based on all the performances that have happened, who can we say has the best front three? And I think it's City.
Followed by Arsenal. Arsenal are just chilling up there. They need to admit it.
You know what? I actually agree with that. Because Arsenal have done really well. I think Tottenham will still, in terms of top three, Tottenham is still there. But I think Arsenal get a shout now, just because of the way you guys have actually been playing.
I would have happily said... them anyway, so
you don't agree?
No, I said I do.
I said it's calm, innit? I'm not gonna fight it, it's calm.
Is it only because you're scared you're gonna get cooked like later on in the season?
No, for me, I my whole thing was like, I always base it on how it's like, I'm not gonna change up based on purely the small amount of games. I think we've been very good, but it's difficult.
It is a difficult one. What about you, Sagal?
You have to say City. It's just because Haaland, whatever Arsenal have, Haaland just is much better. So it has to be City.
Yeah, I agree.
It's crazy that no one's saying Liverpool anymore.
I don't know why anyone was saying Liverpool at the start of the season either. Because who was
their top people? Because
Diaz.
What's the other guy they bought?
Jota.
Nunes.
But even I never put Liverpool up there only because I thought Diaz was good, like he was like a injection of like new vibe when he came in.
Nunes but
I never
was rated like him a big star player.
Yeah, but he's very
good. I
rate Diaz, but I was saying the way people were talking about him was as if he did what Kuzeski did. Kuzeski came in, he was moving mad.
He did similar.
Diaz didn't do
it. He did similar. He played well, but he didn't have the same numbers.
It's just what it is something's going on there, and Salah's stinking, and Nunes is
because they're making Salah play as an actual winger now. They want him to be a winger, and he can't do it.
Let's talk about Salah a little bit, actually. What do we actually think is wrong? So you're saying it's because he's having to be a traditional winger.
They're actually saying you are now a winger, be a winger, and he can't do it. And he's showing it every time because he's never been blessed on the ball. He's quick and he can shoot, and his movement is very good when you let him be the inside forward type guy. But if you actually make him to be an actual winger, it's a waste of time.
All I'm saying, he hasn't been the same since the Christmas tree.
I was going to say that as well.
Liverpool's midfield
Christmas
stinks.
Tree plus contract. Don't ignore the contract. Same thing everyone wants to say for Aubameyang. Salah's been moving mad since he got a contract as well.
He swallowed Mane. I think the impact of Mane leaving Liverpool, Mane was the best player to make that front three function. And I think they've replaced him with Nunez, who's not a winger. He's a striker. Yes, granted, he's good. But it doesn't function in the same way. And Liverpool's midfield stinks. Oy. So they're no longer creating the chances. Mm. Like, Salah is a fantastic goal scorer. But he's not the creator in chief. And now, when you look at the midfield that's playing behind him, I'm not surprised the goals are dried up.
The midfield and that fullback is not helping him either.
Yeah.
That fullback. Does he not have him anymore?
When he plays well, he can have his name back.
That's crazy because I think obviously we had an episode obviously titled Van Disney. But you know what? I'm not even going to give an apology out for him because you know what? He can still get cooked. But Trent Alexander-Arnold,
what are you giving him?
I don't have nothing for him. I don't have nothing for him right now. We'll find something. But
you know what was so funny was that Klopp came out doing his little press conference defending.
That's what exactly. Klopp's making himself look bad. So he said Tiana Trent. That's what Tiana Trent saying.
That's what Tiana saying. That's what they're calling him.
I mean, he spent a lot of time on the floor, so you know.
Klopp doing his little press conference defending him, like, the reason Trent's poor is the way we play, and da da da, only for him to get cooked.
Like I don't know, like, in the conference, you were saying, yeah, he's not the best defender, but he's young, so he's got time. But how can your manager come out? Fight for his life on the line.
Yeah, and like, you just
that, and that's the line. Yeah. That's and you would pay him like that. Wow. You're spreading your legs like you're at a strip club. Whoa! What the hell is going on?
What I'm saying is, Trent needs to make plans in November, like a few holiday trips, a few vacations. Just he's not like, going to the World Cup.
He doesn't He might not start, but he's going.
Didn't he get like injured, so he didn't go in the end? But like, he was, there was a whole conversation about Trent not going to the Euros.
It's a squad of 23, and he's going to take Trippier, Walker, and Reece James. Is he going to take a fourth right back?
He'll probably take
Ben White before him.
He's not.
He will. I mean, no, but I mean, Southgate doesn't necessarily rate Trent at the moment.
No, because he can't defend. Like, Southgate's priority is the defensive elements of the game. But and Trent cannot defend.
Why are we giving Southgate credit? Like, he even knows what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing, but that's what he is. That's what he will do, I think, in his decision making.
I just feel like with that, he'll give in. There's no, if he doesn't take Trent,
he's taking Trent, he's not going
to
play him.
Yeah.
Trent needs to hope one of them three get injured. To secure his place.
The way Southgate protects, like, the likes of Maguire, you'd think he'd give that same kind of protection to Trent, but he really never has. How can you bring him to
the squad? I think he just doesn't like Liverpool.
Maybe. Maybe.
Because he dropped Henderson in
front of him. But he loved him before, even when. So he played Henderson before, hasn't he? He pulled back up, so.
Anyway, let's get back to the Manchester derby. We're on a whole tangent. A question I have for you, Joyce, is do you think that Haaland will break Salah's record this season?
What was it? What's his record?
32 goals?
Yes, that's it. Well, the maths and the stats are saying he clearly will. I personally think, yeah, he will at this point. Like, I think whichever episode I was in last time, I think I kind of lowballed his goal tally, but he's obviously doing way better than
I think anyone. What number, Joyce? Give us a number.
Solid figure. Come on.
38.
Ooh, and give us like, a month. Like, when do you think he would break it? Because I think it's a question of when.
I mean, with 8 goals in, we've got what, 30 games left? Something like that.
Unless, oh, it's actually, you know, there's a crazy,
yeah, 30 games is a crazy amount of time. Unless he's got injury, like a mad injury.
Leg breaking.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Yeah. As long as he's still here for New Year's Day, he'll be here. But, I see it probably coming in, 20 game kind of. Ish.
20th
like,
game?
Yeah, 20th game, he'll probably. Yeah, to be
Anyone
fair,
think he's going higher than 38?
I think he'll break 40, but if he stays fit.
Yeah.
I think he'll break.
Man is scoring hat tricks. He's not even scoring one goal.
The stats at the moment
is
he's scoring a goal every 48 minutes. So.
Long day.
Could you?
Maybe Salah's got a Marabou, was it?
Salah ain't doing nothing. It's Haaland's to break.
I saw people begging Pogba for his guy. But anyway. No, but I'm jealous that you guys have Haaland. I can't lie. It's
such a cheat code.
He's inevitable. It's just too much.
It's so nice. It's like what United had last season with Bruno Fernandes, but better.
It wasn't last season.
It was the season before that.
Bruno was never asked.
The Fernandes effect of Bruno went time ago.
I have a question. Because he's going to be here for like 2 years, right? If you guys don't win the Champions League, would you say he's a flop? Everybody knows our city's going to win the league this season. Your expectations are higher now. It has to be Champions League or flop.
I don't think that at all. I think to him personally, as in achievement wise to him, he'd probably count that as a flop. Yeah, but I don't think it's a club wise.
So you heard it first. Joyce is saying if they don't win the Champions League of Haaland, he's a flop.
No, you said it. No, stick this on me.
It's on camera, love.
Because he didn't win the Bundesliga, so like for him, even a league is probably big.
Yeah, but yeah, Dortmund, but I mean,
Bayern. Yeah, but yeah, still, like
Dortmund, now that you're like, a City, it kind of makes sense. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like this season, I don't really. I've got like this weird hunch that we might not, but like if he does, build a statue for this man.
Do this.
He has to.
No, but he has to, because when you guys
win the league, even the celebrations will be subdued because you're going to win it early. So I think the Champions League is the one that the squad has to do. But that, yeah. I don't think you can't put the expectation on one player. Because they've got to defend well.
No, sorry, because you guys are saying that he's going to get 40 goals
in the league alone.
Yeah, but that's just the goals alone. If we get shanked in defence, then what? At the end of the day, we literally got absolutely battered. Yeah. Well, not battered by Madrid, but... Yeah. You know, we didn't see it. We didn't necessarily see that coming, and it was one of those comebacks that.
And now you've got Haaland, so
yeah, you need to get out of jail free card because when you play badly, even if like you give him a bad card, he'll score.
The thing is, with City, I think up front they've got it covered, but
at the back,
no, but deep it. What was the?
That is going to be your downfall. I think, if anything,
at the moment, I'm really happy with Akanji, Ake as well, but I think obviously now Walker's injured. I think it'd be great to kind of try something different because.
Joyce, why didn't Diaz play? What happened?
I have absolutely no clue. I think he's just resting.
Are you sure?
Rodri is
injured.
Be happy
for your messes.
Yeah, no, but Diaz is resting. We've got Copenhagen. I don't even know why he's resting. We've got Copenhagen midweek, but let me not diss on Copenhagen too bad because when I go to the away game and get slapped, it's going to be different. So let me be nice in it. But
is that the name of the team? Just Copenhagen.
Yeah, FC Copenhagen. Yeah.
So what the hell is that as well?
Sorry, this is some match fixing, bro. What?
Oh my god, okay.
No, but their group is decent.
Yeah, it's fairly alright.
Who's in the group?
It's Copenhagen, Dortmund, and. Who am I thinking of?
Only City players don't know the Champions League.
Wait, who did you go away to and then beat 4-0? And they thought it would be a tough match.
Sporting Lisbon, no?
Who was you? And you went away.
Oh, that's it. Sevilla.
I said it would be a tough match and you went 4-0. I remember that.
To be fair, Sevilla meant to be the ones that can defend. And
yeah, that's what I was.
So, but isn't Pep boring? Doesn't he want a challenge as well?
Which challenge does he want?
He's doing his job right now.
Like, he knows what he's doing, and he's not, in my opinion, I don't know.
Do we have to just admit that Pep's not leaving until he wins the Champions League?
No, exactly.
Need to give him one.
When he wins the Champions League, he'll cut.
I'm sorry, I can't have City win the Champions League.
Well, that's the only way he's leaving. That's the only way he's leaving.
I think. I'm not saying what I want to say.
No.
But anyway, let's move on to the North London derby.
We don't have to.
Yeah, we do. Lauren, just for that, I'm coming to you first. Mm. Tell me how that game went.
We lost. The thing is, do you know what? I saw a picture today of Harry Kane, and he was at the Spurs Stadium in the NFL game, and he was grinning teeth. So I have decided I can't care more about that result than our players do. I can't carry more shame than the players can carry. Our captain, our club captain of 10 years, decided that he doesn't want to focus on the game anymore on the 50th minute. So why should I focus?
I think players do this all the time because I've seen Pogba go to concerts after we've just collected the batteries.
I can see his gums. That's how broad his smile was. And why should I?
What more can Kane do?
No, these players ain't caring. Sorry.
No, but should they be crying at home?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the same as how it used to be, but like you can't expect these
people. You just lost to your rivals.
Also, let's deep it. Let's not pretend like what Morgan can do. Was it bar the penalty? Tell me what he actually did in that game.
Is it Kane's fault? What did he do in the game?
Royale.
We didn't create any chances for him.
Removing the Emerson Royale thing because that was we were already winning when he did that nonsense. In that game. Tell me what Kane did, because don't tell me who created chance for him. He does it. That's his thing. He creates chance.
No, not under Conte. Conte told him, you're a number 9. Stop playing as 10.
There was one time he did like a great ball. I think it was to Emerson.
Exactly. There's no point passing it to him.
No, but Spurs were really poor in transition, and that wasn't Kane's fault. Son and Richarlison kept on like...
What's happened to Son? Our final ball was terrible. Our final ball was terrible, and I think... in how the game went, obviously, to be honest, I woke up and I don't have hope because in, in 10 or 12 years, we've gone to the, in 10 or 12 years, we've gone to the Emirates and we lose every time. If I see the games at the Emirates or I see the games at Stamford Bridge, I'm not doing that to myself.
But you literally said on the pod before, one beaten, do you know?
Yeah, we were.
So why?
And now we are not. That's factual information.
Yeah, we are. What? I would go in having hope if I'm unbeaten. Ooh,
why would I? Why? In 10 years, we've won once on that ground. Yeah, they haven't won. So why would I have hope?
But Spurs need to stop doing this. They need to get over this mental thing at Stamford Bridge.
It's not me that has to get over the block. I'm a walking up to the bridge. But I know they have a mental block. So why am I going to get my hopes up? And as soon as I saw the lineup and I thought, okay, we're playing 3-4-3 here against Arsenal's technical midfield, I just knew that we wouldn't have control of the game. We didn't. The first 10, 15 minutes, we were terrible. Then we recovered. But then we could, our strength is playing on transition because we know we have world-class players at the top. And we couldn't even make simple passes. There was where Sonny just had to play.
Is Son world-class?
Yes, Sonny is world-class.
Okay.
Is Conte's football any better than Mourinho's?
Nope.
It's the same. It's just
okay.
It's
not, so they both play pragmatic.
Yeah, they are defensive, pragmatic managers. They don't care about having 70% possession. So it's not my expectation that we're going to play possession-based football. Okay.
But is it pragmatic to have two people in the midfield against Arsenal?
No, as soon as I saw the lineup and I could see we were playing 3-4-3, I was like, okay, so I didn't have hope before. And now I know unless you guys played badly, that we were going to lose the game. And I knew it because Højbjerg and Bentancur cannot cover that much space. And now I think Conte, I think, is now being found out in terms of his tactical style, is that there are too many midfields now in the Premier League who can keep the ball. So when we're playing this 3-4-3 system and only have two in midfield, we're struggling. But then I saw this morning that Bissouma was injured over the international break, so he couldn't start the game. So then we didn't play 3-5-2. But yeah, I don't know what I can say. Like I can't sit here and care about the game more than our club captain of 10 years who decided, I'm not going to catch the ball. He just decided, and then he had an opportunity to then dive on the ball to correct his mistake, and he dived over the ball. So why should I care more than him? Emerson Royale, let's not even get me started because we can sit here.
It's no longer Emerson Royale, it's Emerson Pauper. Until 5 minutes.
Did you say Pauper?
You have to have good wing-backs to play it with a wing-back system. And he can't pass, and he can't shoot, and he can't cross, and he can barely defend.
Wait, 1 second. This is the same guy that spent 800K to be a better footballer, and he can't do the basics.
There was not enough oxygen in the chamber because I don't know who told him. Martinelli is going towards his own goal. Why would you make that challenge? I don't know what brain cell that... There's a brain cell that didn't go inside the chamber because I don't understand how you could make that challenge and you make the referee make the decision. I think for me it was a challenge.
To be fair, I didn't think it was a red card.
I think it was.
I think it's one of those where if what's his name? Not Michael Oliver, who was it? Anthony Taylor. If he'd given a yellow, I don't think VAR would have upgraded it to a red. Equally, I don't think they're going to overturn it. It's just one of them. I think we've seen challenges like that who have been yellows, ones which have been red. But you're a stupid individual to make that challenge in the derby, in the way that we were, to make the referee make a decision. And I felt relief because now I know he's going to miss 3 Premier League games because Conte is so stubborn and won't take him out the side. So now he's suspended. So I'm like, good. Who's because starting? Now I want to see Jed Spence at least or Matt Doherty. You can't tell me that those players are any worse than Emerson. I think I could pass better than Emerson. If someone told me to pass the ball to the camera, I could do it and Emerson cannot. Oh, Lord. He can tell me from my lips. Like I'm sitting here,
but I get this clear. I do not feel shame because I'm telling you, I can't feel more shame than the players did. And if they're out there enjoying their Sundays, having a good time, Conte even said at 70 minutes the game's finished. He said move on.
When he put the five substitutes on. Was it five substitutes? We knew it was over.
Yeah. He said move on. So I'm moving on too. I'll think about the Champions League on Tuesday and I hope we see a reaction.
Are you playing?
Who are you playing?
Frankfurt.
Did I ask you? Oh.
on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the Champions League.
Answer the question.
Yeah. Eintracht Frankfurt.
Okay then.
Mm. Which, do you think you'll win that match?
I don't know because we have to go away and European nights away Conte. From home.
Conte's record Conte's smelly.
In yeah. Europe. Smelly. And if we come again with the 3-4-3, I'm going to be stressed.
So what do you think Conte can do to actually make you guys play better?
We need an extra midfielder in there. Our defensive players are not technically good enough. Like we all watch the Manchester Derby today and you see Pep's players and their ability to keep the ball and pass the ball. Conte is playing a system that requires that. And like I said, you've got Emerson on one side who can't pass. You've got Perisic who I would play him for set pieces alone, but you've Longley I actually think is up. I mean, imagine a guy that can't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even getting to the Barcelona team is our best ball playing defender. And we cannot play out from the back. Like all we do is give the ball away. I don't know. We need a transfer window, two or three, to fix it because for me, the only way that we can deal with that now is to put someone else in midfield.
Who are your centre backs?
Longley, Dyer,
Romero.
And Romero. And I'm convinced Romero's not sleeping well. He just
enemy
had
of progress, that one, I'm telling you.
He's not playing well.
Huh? Yeah. Maybe he's not sleeping at home.
He's just had a baby because he's not playing with the same level of aggressiveness.
Go find a room and close it.
So Spurs bought a lot of players in the transfer window, but like, can you honestly say that the football's any better than it was last season?
We bought a lot of players, but those players are not playing. So it is very hard.
And whose fault is that?
You know, it's Conte. Like, Conte is very stubborn. But
so were they not Conte's players or his suggestions?
They are. So, okay, we've seen Perisic come into the team and he has an end product, which is why he plays ahead of Sessegnon. Mm. Longley, like I said, I think he's our best.
I don't rate him at all.
I'm not saying he's a good player. I'm saying he's our best passer in the defence. That's not the same sentence.
Wait, but I understand Bissouma was injured yesterday. Yeah, so he doesn't play Bissouma.
And he keeps saying that, and this is the thing, like, Conte is very honest and he keeps coming out and publicly cussing the players. Oh. And he keeps saying that Bissouma hasn't understood tactically how he's supposed to play. Oh. And Conte is a player that if he doesn't trust you, he's not playing you. Mm. And he will overplay players.
Bissouma played under Graham Potter. Like, there was a lot of expected for him from him in Brighton. Arguably, Brighton played better football than Spurs. It's not arguably. So I don't understand how Bissouma wouldn't be able to fit in a Conte system in which the midfielders don't even have much of the ball anyway.
Neither do I. But when Bissouma came on against Leicester, we had control. So I'm thinking, okay, just play the midfield free.
But if he's got injured over the international break, especially when you go into a derby and you see your team sheet come out and then you look at the bench and you and all you have is a 19-year-old kid who Conte has publicly said he shouldn't have been bought because he can't play in the Premier League.
The Brian kid?
Yeah, Brian Hill.
Spence.
Oh. So I'm looking on... Spence is a defender. We have one attacking option. So it meant that we went into the game with plan A, and if plan A doesn't work, there's no plan B. There was nothing, so...
Why can't Spence get into the team, though? He's better than Emerson.
Do you think this is Conte's last season at Spurs?
You think he's getting sacked?
I think he's not getting sacked.
If they don't get out of the Champions League group, do you
he's
think?
Not getting sacked.
He's not getting sacked.
If he leaves Spurs, it's because he wants to.
And I don't see, where's he going?
I heard Juve was calling him
Juve,
back.
Juve, there, isn't it?
Yeah. He fell out with everyone at Juve. But that's the thing, he hasn't, I think he, we do not have the spending power that a City have, a Chelsea have. And I think,
But you have came. Money.
You spend You're
making
money.
You got money. You got money. Let's stop this now.
When I say that we don't have the spending power, we have an owner that doesn't give us the spending power.
Like, how much did you spend this summer?
You got people performing at your stadium now. You lot,
you're making money.
We're making money, but it's not being spent on the pitch in the same way. We're not going out and dropping £100 million on a player that's not even that good.
Who are you talking about? We're not that club.
Pardon?
Whether it's
Antony, whether it's Lukaku, we are not that club. We are not going to spend.
It's not about spending big money, though. It's about clearly someone didn't scout properly.
When we look at who has won the Premier League over the last 5 to 10 seasons.
No, I'm not saying don't spend money at all. You're saying 100 mil on one player. I'm saying, how many, like, we could say, yeah, Grealish, but are all of City's players 100 mil players?
No, we've had massive steals.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they've had massive steals.
Most of their players were not expensive.
Exactly what I'm saying. So it's like, someone is not scouting, because you bought in what? Was Bissouma, Spence, Lenglet,
Perisic was free.
Spence
was 10. Okay,
we spent 60. Richarlison, what, 50 million?
We spent 50 or 60 on Richarlison, and we spent the whole budget. So that's why we had to bring in people like Perisic on a free, Lenglet's on a loan. Like, we don't have that. Like, we're a club and we have money, but it doesn't get.
So maybe you should have looked at the free players then.
Who was free?
Dybala.
Oh.
He was there.
Dybala in the Premier League.
Why not? Give it a chance.
Dybala, who would get injured after 3 games.
Okay.
In Serie A, he's not coming to the
Who do you have?
You were just saying in your bench, you're looking at, you cried.
We're already in an injury crisis and we're at the beginning of the season. Mm. I would like to see the squad improve, but I'm also, like, I'm realistic in the sense I know that we are not going to be a club that spends 200 million in one window. Someone needs to buy our club, because it's not going to happen under our owner.
Well, maybe you should have sold Kane and then you'd have some money.
Why would Daniel Levy sell his best asset?
Because he hates money. You lot. That's why he's smiling off your head.
That's why he's smiling off Kane.
He's not selling his best asset. And like, Daniel Levy is a businessman. He will protect his assets. And that's how the man operates. So we have a long road ahead. And I'm praying and begging on my knees that Conte stays, because he's one of the few managers that we've had, and we've had Mourinho, that would tell the club about themselves and say, you're not operating correctly. And I would like, this time last year, Nuno Espirito Santo was our manager. So I think the improvement that we have made in 12 months... is a lot.
Fair enough.
Maybe you should.
All right, let's move on to Arsenal.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Arsenal.
Yeah, because we've been talking about Tottenham for so long. How did that game go for you?
I think it went great. Bar like nonsense 10 minutes with the penalty and the bit of like after the penalty window was like a bit of a scramble. Other than that, we were brilliant the entire game.
I'm disappointed that you're wearing that shirt.
Why are you hating? It's a good shirt.
The person that scored the first goal, I feel like you should have dissociated yourself from that club for a bit.
I didn't mention him, did I?
I didn't mention him. But is it conflicting being an Arsenal fan?
I don't mention it. I saw a goal, I said 1-0 and left it at that. I didn't say his name. Don't go legend. There was 2 goal scorers and a ghost.
Yeah, we can't trust that.
You got a standing ovation coming off the pitch, though.
Was I there?
Shameful up.
I can say from you. I'm just saying.
It's just weird, you know. I find it so weird. I just look at him. I just feel disgusted.
And then the manager's what he said at the end.
Yeah. What he's been going through.
He said after everything he's been through, he's happy for him.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, look.
Anyways, Jacka scored.
I said from the first of the season, I hate him.
I just wasn't a fan. I was wondering why he was still here. I will say from that game, he's been sick.
I think
it will be kind of. I don't know the best word, but it would be just kind of dumb for me to continue to complain about him. He's been good. I'm not going to like sit here and be like, I hate you.
He's been good. His discipline as well. Like, I'll bet that he'd get a yellow card every single game and he doesn't get it. So, obviously, I'm losing money.
But this is where I'll give him like plaudits because he's doing what Emery was refusing to do, which was remove him from a situation. That hurts us. Xhaka can't be the last centre mid. He can't be the deepest one because he has no pace. He can't turn very well. And when he has to defend, his mind goes just shaka-shaka all over the place. So now we've moved him forward where he can actually, because I said it before, technically speaking, he's a very good footballer, technically, but his athleticism is what kills him. And he's a bit of a hothead, so that kind of kills him as well. The further up the pitch, he can now pass it up there. He's not thinking about the fact that, oh, I have to cover for this runner who's going past him. He can actually involve himself. His discipline has got a lot better. Mm. He's taken a lot of ownership. So you've got rated for that. Now, I'm still very much so, it's 8 games and I don't like to kind of like ignore everything. I still believe there's a cycle with him. Mm. So I'm not going to pretend like...
With Xhaka?
There's always a cycle with Xhaka where he goes on spells where he does very well, then he'll just like stupid. And then like there'll be like a couple games where he's moving mad and then the cycle starts again and he's like, it's very well. And then so on and so forth. So that's where I'm like, I think this is his best start since he's been at Arsenal, which has been...
You can see how the players respect him as well.
Like they do. So it's like one of those ones where he's being used correctly. His actual ability has been able to actually put on show. He's getting some good goals and assists now consistently. So I can't really get mad at that. I think he's been great.
Mm. Do you think Arsenal can keep up this consistency? Especially against the big teams, because Spurs is a big side.
The thing is with Spurs though, because it's 50-50, because we tend to beat them in derbies at home.
That's fair.
So it's one of those ones where it is a big side, so I'll take the win, obviously. And it's Spurs, I'll always take the win. But consistency is Arsenal's biggest kind of Achilles heel. Mm. Well, consistency against the good teams, because we do tend to go on runs with everyone else's crap. So say if we play a Liverpool, a City, a Chelsea.
That's next week, right?
So if we get a result out of these ones, then I can say, I don't think we're going to win the league or anything. I think the table at the moment, 8 games in, I don't believe what it is how it's going to stay.
I think definitely top four.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal. He hasn't got a choice. Top four is a must. So I do think we're going to get top four.
I have a question for you.
Go on.
Are you Arteta in or out? Just say it. In or out?
I'm there.
In or out?
No,
you might have to
say it. Why?
Defense.
In or out?
No.
Because what do you mean no?
Put the table aside, Arsenal are playing the best football.
Oh, no, we're playing brilliant football.
Like, City are
I'm not just being a Spurs fan. When I say City are in a title race by themselves, it's because City are not actually playing their best football. Yeah. I think Arsenal are, but it's impossible for any team to play their best football. I know for a fact that
we've had one loss against United. I don't think we're going to only have one loss this season. Mm. Where I can fully believe if City were to lose like randomly next week, that would be the only loss for the season. I can 100% believe that. Whereas us, I say we've probably still got a couple more losses than us.
Yeah, but you're consistently playing well. Nobody else is doing that.
It's 8 games.
Is consistency.
Yeah, I think you have. Well, they lost against us.
You didn't ask my question.
Next year, when your strong team has to then play in the Europa League knockout and then come back and play, because at the moment you're able to rotate your side, so they're only playing once a week.
Okay.
When the game stuck up.
Ask my question.
I answered it enough. I said there.
We're leaving the question for you. So against Liverpool next week.
Yeah, no. Apart from that.
Let's do a prediction. What do you think?
We're at home.
Martinelli against Trent.
This is what I'm saying. We're at home. Yeah, I think we are good for a win. This is not me saying, like, gassing up Arsenal because I'm an Arsenal fan. This is me saying, looking at how they're playing and how we're playing. Don't get me wrong. Arsenal, there's a very good chance we can still lose it. It's Arsenal. But if I'm looking at how they're playing versus how we're playing and what we can do, Martinelli, who people love to kind of diss him about, he just runs. He is he's very hard to get off the ball, and he's very good 1v1. Against Trent, he will ruin him. He will ruin him, and I'm banking on that one. Now, the difference is with Arsenal is, like, we're not as clinical.
When was the last time you beat Liverpool?
That's my point. The league. This is why I said I'm not saying that, but I'm saying at home, I think we have a good chance to win it. I think a draw is a minimum for me personally to see how, if this team can actually say, okay, we're trying to actually stay
you
in and around
win.
The top four.
You can win.
You said we can win. We can win. I'm not denying that we can win. I'm saying, will we? I think the minimum we can get is a draw. I think we can win. We're at home. I think we're on better form. Mm-hmm. I think our midfield actually on performance wise is better than Liverpool's.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking
I personally see us three goals. And if Arsenal don't win, I'm not gonna lie, that's a failure. In my opinion. No, it is because you guys have been playing so well. Liverpool are not doing well.
After the win, and I saw Liverpool moving stupid against Brighton, at home we should beat them. This is not me kind of doing up. This is a case of I'm looking at the two teams, how they've been playing. We should beat them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I said they're doing nonsense.
They should. No. Because as you said, they usually beat Spurs at
the Emirates. Yeah, that one was just more of like a kind of continue it. Don't move stupid.
The only way you guys don't beat them is maybe you, for whatever reason, you lot are intimidated by the fact that it's Liverpool.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. And if you are.
That's the thing with Arsenal, or especially this Arsenal team, very emotional. So a lot of times, this team plays the occasions, or they get into it, and so something goes a bit off, the rattleness now spreads.
Yeah, that's why you lost against us. Actually,
that's what happened because we scored, and then immediately we kind of got the occasion got into their heads, and then they kind of got gassed, and then the foolishness started to happen, and then they kind of got the two quick counters, as opposed to like keeping your head. So that's the difference. If they can kind of wise up a bit, which I think they slightly are a little bit, because like I think it was like the past. Arsenal never win a game when we don't score first. And that was the thing. Wow. Like we had like the worst record from going down a goal. I think we've gone down the goals like twice already, and we've won those games. And that's already kind of a mentality shift. So if we can kind of continue that kind of thing and not kind of get all petulant, then I think we're good for the win for that one.
Agreed.
Arsenal in the title race? No, literally City.
Guys, but you guys are literally first right
doesn't
now.
Matter.
I don't care. So you're
the thing is, yeah. The thing is, yeah. Out of everyone, out of all the teams, Arsenal are the closest to City at the moment.
But you can be the closest and still be far.
You're still
your first right
you
now. I'm sorry. Look at the transfers you had this season.
Point them out to me.
Jesus.
Okay.
Zinchenko.
Okay.
Who else? I forgot.
Me too.
Fabio Vieira.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. He scored.
How many games has he played? You're saying his answer.
Yeah. Zaka's like a new signing right
new
now.
Saliba's basically. He who shall not be named best midfielder in the league.
I didn't say that.
Odegaard,
captain. Odegaard. Starboy Saka was Starboy Saka.
No more left wing back anymore.
When was the last time you played? You're putting out the boards. Left wing back in time.
A month ago, Joyce was right here, the Arsenal Joyce, and she said, Arsenal are winning league. And
did she say that?
No, you're quoting
someone who's not here. Did she say we're winning the league?
She said we're in the title.
Let me tell you quote for quote. When I was with Shy like 2 weeks ago, she said, I don't want to tell everyone, but we're going to win the league. That's Shy Carter.
I want proof.
She said
it didn't happen.
She said it face to face.
Proof or it didn't happen.
But that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what Shy told me. That's what Julie also told me.
There's no proof. Two of them told me that.
Julie, Shy, they said no.
I promise you.
On the pod, they said we're not in the title race.
They're
scared to say so they don't get clipped. But they told me personally.
I want proof. There's no proof. It don't happen.
Next time they come on.
Yeah, if they say it then we can continue then.
No, but Joey,
there's a clip on our TikTok.
What did she say?
She said
we're in the title race. Yeah, they said in the title race. But these two, Julie and Shai, told me that Arsenal were winning the Premier League.
They said it to me. But I heard it.
But I'm the evidence, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you were shifty.
What?
So I need proof.
I'll tell you what they said. I said,
Joyce said that we were entitled to race. That was her opinion. She said that. Fair enough. That's proof of that. Mm. Other two ain't saying, I ain't hear it. I ain't see it.
Can I just ask, what is stopping you from admitting it? That
they're
you're
scared.
In the
why would you want to believe it?
Entitled race to be is literally
scared. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
seriously. Well, you happen to be there now.
Was it inferiority complex?
Okay, it's not inferiority. It's me knowing my squad. My squad, I know. But we all say it every single time, yeah? Say if. Because Arsenal are like an injury-prone team. We know this, it happens every season.
Mm-hmm.
We lose a midfielder, we lose an attacker, and then it's
but
not...
But let's say that backups. Doesn't happen.
But let's see, what? Though. I'm basing it on what happens. I'm basing
but
it on
there's no guarantee they'll get injured.
But
it's
not, just they will. No,
I base my opinions on what I see and what I know.
Well, okay, they will get injured. For the World Cup, Martinelli might not go.
Okay.
Jesus might not go.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Zinchenko's not going anywhere. Saliba might not go.
Okay.
He's
not going anywhere. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Wonderful.
Who's your goalkeeper?
He'll be chilling.
Okay.
Who else? Who plays in their midfield? Odegaard's not going.
What
has changed for me?
they're going to be resting. They're going to be fit for the
so is
second
that one
half.
That Terminator is hibernating that time as well, and he's losing the game.
Yeah, but you don't know what it can happen to
so
him.
So you don't know for them, but for me, it's definitely going
to happen. This man has a freezer in his house. You think that anything's happening to Haaland? Haaland's chilling.
City have to concentrate on the Champions League. City's aim is the Champions League. Arsenal don't necessarily need to win the
City don't have to aim for win the league. They'll win it because they have their City. They've got endless amount of like people on conveyor belts.
City have two teams. They have
B team
Arsenal
is literally
have
like 8 points.
That's not true.
Arsenal have
Ben White right back.
Okay.
What? That's
wonderful for
Tomiyasu. Tyranny.
All you're telling me is please. But I know for a fact Arsenal are in top four. We're getting top four.
Sometimes
I don't pay apparently as well. Shameless. Look, all I'm saying is pretty simple. We are getting top four. We're not winning the league.
How about some faith, man?
But I said that already.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, you know the power of the tongue is powerful. Look what you're saying. You said, we're going to win it.
Why?
If this was my team, I'd be saying,
if it was my team, I'd say, we're going to win it.
And
if we don't win, I'll say it.
That's your business.
Why are you being scared? Have faith.
I base myself on what I see on my team, not on what
you see. Yeah, and then from what you see in your team, Shai and Julia told me.
And I told you, bring me the receipts of it and I will believe you until that point comes.
Because they said it's
face to face. Anyway, let's leave that there. Let's move on to Chelsea since, you know.
Okay, Chelsea, that's shit.
Chelsea,
but you won though.
You won the game.
Shit. That manager balance is real.
Just so shit.
You got Magic Potter, man.
Exactly. The
he's
the
so there.
The boy you live.
Get out, man.
The boy you live is there, man. He's a man.
He's rubbish. That's what it is. I saw that. I can't even speak. I saw the starting lineup and I said, Silva in the back four.
That's a red card though, right?
I think it's a red card. But people are saying that he was pushed.
There's no
he
push.
Was doing
he
the hand
did this and
then he was pushed onto the floor.
It's a red card. You know it. We all know it. It's card.
It was a red card. He got away with it. Hallelujah. He assisted
Aubameyang.
Aubame who? Aubame what?
Run it.
Yeah. Aubame blood clot. It was a very good goal.
To the Aubameyang goal.
Reece James, fantastic. I always criticise him, but he did well. Zaha had to go on to the other side and
we said about Zaha's Instagram?
Oi.
Yeah.
His head was gone.
He's got a lot of things to say for someone who's still at Crystal Palace.
They're a good team.
I think that's just a behavioural thing, though. Because like his footballing ability isn't bad. I just think that managers kind of just don't want to deal with it, and Crystal Palace are all right with having him there. And that's the way it's going to be.
What it is that he's very good, and he believes with his ability and talent that he's better than where he's at. Mm.
Exactly.
And I feel like a team should have taken him by now, but they haven't.
But that's not our problem.
That's not our problem.
Exactly. I mean, I would say on ability and talent, he is better than.
So you say it's a temperament issue,
but I think it's a mentality thing.
Yeah. You don't really want to be saying that, like, usually, like, defend black men, but him.
No, but look, man, I'm BLM. I'm all about BLM, but we know what's up with him. Like, sometimes temperament can hold you where you are.
Is it the man nearly 30? Or is he already?
I think he is nearly 30.
He's just so emotional.
Yeah,
it's just him.
It's good sometimes, but, like, not all the time.
But yeah, Chelsea, Mount,
Conor Gallagher.
Let me be real. I've said it on this pod. So the first season here, I don't rate Mason Mount.
Okay.
I said it, I still don't. I don't know what he's doing in the team. I don't know why every single manager has decided to play him
every single manager that has that got sacked, Potter, your time is coming.
He's just that's what that managers love.
When they put her out of it,
I would never put it in, say Potter out.
You put it out from the moment that the press release was dropped.
Yeah, as soon as I said, what Potter? And they showed him and the back staff. There's somebody that you'll see at Weatherspoons drinking and you think that's somebody that could be my manager. No, Potter out. Potter out. He's very lucky. He's very lucky that Gallagher has really, yeah. He's very lucky that Gallagher has, he bailed him out because it was a very good goal. Pulisic did his thing as well. Lucky.
But Tuchel's not coming back, so show me, like, yeah, back the manager.
Sorry, I don't want this one.
But, like, Mount is, like, shit. Chelsea at the moment.
I don't know why he's Mr. Chelsea, and ever since that, we've been shit. So he needs to get out.
I mean, this sounds...
There he goes. I doubt he'll but I'll celebrate.
He's on my
goal. We'll never win a Premier League with him there. I'm telling you that right now. We'll never win a Premier League with him
you
there.
You said the power of the tongue.
Wow.
Yeah. Now this is the guy. This is the power.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the power of the tongue. This is the power of the tongue.
So who do you like at Chelsea? Like, what? Who are the players?
Who are your guys?
I only like Thiago Silva, but unfortunately he's 38. And I like Kai Havertz, and he's a bit inconsistent. That's it.
A bit.
The other guys I don't like.
Sterling?
Boy from Brentford. For me, God forgive me, but he's the Black Pulisic. I don't really rate him that much. I'm not just saying I don't really rate him that much.
They're coming like, for you,
but everyone that's watching it, but I'm just saying, a full 360 turn on their chair.
Don't get me wrong, yeah.
No, that's really disrespectful. Now we need to stop.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, he scored goals. Congratulations. And, you know, he's like, he's added something that we've never had in this team for a while. Like, his dribbling ability.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-mm. But then he does things like you saw yesterday. Pass the ball, shoot. Why are you dribbling into people's legs? He keeps doing that and it's so annoying.
Fan thought we were bugging when we said it. I see. But
who's your Chelsea fan three? If your best fan three today, who is it?
From who you have?
It can't just be Havertz. Who else?
She doesn't like anyone.
I don't like anyone. But
someone has to play.
It's not about who you like.
Someone has to play, yeah.
For Chelsea right now, who do you play?
Chelsea's strongest front three of Champions
Chelsea
League
fans are so funny because it was the other week that Timo was on this pod saying that Sterling is world-class.
I was all literally going to say
that's
that.
That's debatable. Yeah. But now you're coming to tell us he's
I never said he was world-class. Yeah. Don't put me, that's
so now it's because it's not someone else said it. But when it was me, cool, continue.
No, but I never said it.
Ask the question, who is your front three?
I don't know. Because me personally, I play Havertz number 10 in it.
Okay,
who's playing ahead of you?
You got Aubameyang, Sterling. Who's their left? I don't know who's on there, who's their right.
You got Pulisic. You got
Ziyech.
Aubameyang.
He hasn't even been given that many chances. But do you know what I mean? Good goal.
Very good goal.
Yeah, well done. But.
You're too critical.
I'm just being honest. I watched
these
lot.
More positive about our teams.
I watched these lot, and I just think you lot are fucking shit, and nothing has changed. Nothing has really changed from Tuchel. Instead of like, okay, we play the ball more faster now.
Yeah. So who's the problem? The managers or the players?
Like, are you not feeling the bounce?
We didn't even get a new manager bounce. That's how shit we are right now.
You won, and Crystal Palace.
You won the game. Every single time is fluke.
But that's part of the bounce, though.
No, it's not. Sometimes, like when Tuchel came in, the feeling that I got, like rah. He came to the training session in the rain, and it was wow, floodlights, everything. Woo. He was only there for a couple of hours, and then the next day it was Wolves, and you could see the change. Boom. Then it was like he was saying stuff good in the press conference. He's gonna build a team that nobody wants to play against, and it's true, nobody wants to play against us. We were doing teams. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We won the Champions League his first season.
So when did that turn into Potter out?
As soon as we were linked
to him. It's two games.
I did not want him.
Did you tweet that you wanted?
Yeah, it was a mistake. I'm
on my period.
I was on my period. Do you know what I mean?
I was a bit emotional. Do you know what I mean? No.
But it's like a lot of the players are not helping him, and they're not going to help Potter, and it's going to be the same thing over and over again. No, Mount is still there and he's thinking and he's not doing anything. He's just a roadrunner and press.
Academy boy right there.
Yeah, he's meant to be the next Fred Humper.
I don't care if he's an academy boy. That's it.
So what are your expectations for Chelsea this season? Because it doesn't sound positive at all.
If we get top four, I'll be happy. I'm not sure we will. I feel like we'll get fifth or sixth. I don't see us winning a trophy. Europa League next year.
When I said it last week, Brie, you was calling me a hater.
I'm looking like it's looking really dire right now.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Who's better, Cucurella or Chua?
Cucurella.
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 It's Cucurella. This is just the hair.
No, Cucurella's better. Cucurella's better. Honestly, like, if you looked at us yesterday, Chua, and we and that left hand side was shit.
That's what I was asking.
It was shit. I play Cucurella.
No, who are you playing? We
have Milan.
Yeah.
We're going to lose.
Oh, that's a tough game.
We're going to lose. We have Milan Wolves. Wolves are shit, and I'm sure they just sacked their manager. We're going to lose.
They're going to get Diego Costa, please.
I want him to do knee slide.
I want to show. Might be heat, though.
We're going to lose.
Tomori's back.
Giroud is back as well.
So you're not winning the Champions League this season with a new manager bounce. It's not happening.
No. Oh yeah, you've got we're playing against you in the what is it Carabao Cup as well?
We're gonna lose as well. Everything we're gonna lose.
But they might not play Haaland. You might have a chance.
We're gonna lose either way.
They won the league without Haaland. Many seasons before.
I'm trying to give like options.
Yeah. There's no option. We're gonna lose everything. Let me tell you this.
You're finishing.
If we win a trophy this season, everybody here, I'll give everybody £5. That's it. I'm telling you, if we win the trophy this season, that's how confident I am. We're not going to win anything.
Just £5. That's how confident.
Yeah, yeah. But look, how many of you are here? Yeah. That's a lot
of
money.
In a cost of living crisis.
Yeah, cost of living crisis.
You think you'll finish fifth or sixth, you said?
Yeah.
So bottom of the top six? Six?
It's possible six. Yeah.
Do you think you're worse than Liverpool at the moment?
No. You're not worse than Liverpool, are you?
I think.
No.
We are just very lucky.
You don't think you'll finish ahead of United?
No.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I promise you, it's really bad.
I feel like it's just your agenda. It is just your agenda.
No, I'm being so serious. Like, we're so actually shit and boring.
No, boring is not the same as being shit, though.
Yeah, but we're still shit. Nothing's changed.
Oh, damn.
Nothing's changed.
Wow, you heard it here first. £5 to each and every one of us if Chelsea don't win a trophy. Okay.
Put her out.
Wow.
Mount out.
How much do you get if Arsenal win the league?
Exactly, like.
I ain't paying people. That's what I mean. Don't be looking at Arsenal. There's no proof.
Who do you think is going to win the league for you?
Don't say.
Well, according to Shine and Julie, they said Arsenal. You'll be City.
We'll go then.
What, second?
Arsenal.
Third.
You know, I don't know, maybe Liverpool could come back. I doubt it. Who's there right now?
Spurs.
Not Spurs. Oh. I don't know. It could be one of those bottom, maybe Newcastle.
That's why I said
I
said Brighton, so I'm still sticking by that.
Brighton who?
No, look, you guys need to open your eyes.
Like,
who's by division.
A random.
What
about fourth?
Fourth can be probably Spurs, maybe.
So a random is going to finish above Spurs.
Brighton going to finish above Spurs.
Okay, not Spurs. No. I just want to give them a bit of hope, like
Chelsea.
I've heard your predictions. Oh no, you want to be silent? Okay, let me hear yours. First to six. Yeah.
City.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Who else has left Spurs?
I don't believe Spurs has so much faith in Liverpool.
Injury-ridden season, and they still climbed to fourth somehow. Do you remember? Like,
right at the end.
Games. Right at the end.
Can't burn away after games.
Yeah, but the thing is, like their squad isn't injured now.
They're just rubbish.
Maybe January and, you know, Salah's, I don't think he's going to, is he going to a cup?
No, he's got done by Mane.
Yeah, so. So exactly, maybe you'll something will happen. Do you know what I mean? And he'll be back to his usual self.
The midfield is still the midfield.
Yeah.
Who's their midfield?
Jordan Henderson.
Thiago,
is he not back?
And Fabinho's been moving.
He's still injured, isn't he?
Or they've injured.
Yeah, I think he's still injured.
Yeah, see? Thiago's injured.
No, he was playing yesterday.
Really? Brighton. He's going to have at least another three injuries before the end of the season.
That's facts.
Nah, he's an old man. Yeah,
so Liverpool third.
Who do I ask? Chelsea fourth. Spurs fifth.
Really? Chelsea?
Spurs fifth. Arsenal. Spurs fifth. United sixth. Why Spurs fifth? I have no faith in Spurs. I am so sorry. That, no. The minute you get a bit excited about Spurs, they just remind you they're Spurs. So, no, thanks. Don't back Spurs. But I wouldn't mind if Spurs got top four. That's like, I have no beef with Spurs.
They're like this. Anyway.
It's okay. United are losing today. So. And not the team, as in United, as in we are.
Yeah,
together.
We are United.
Togetherness.
Yeah.
We're losers today.
Derby Day losers.
Not Chelsea, but. Not Chelsea. Chelsea also had a derby.
How did you even know?
Yeah, London.
Which derby?
Yeah.
Who was the derby?
London derby.
South London derby.
Oh,
yeah. South London.
Like, no, your derby's with Fulham now. Don't back.
Chelsea,
nah,
South West, man. Still South.
Yeah, South West versus South East.
So it's all South.
Sorry. I don't acknowledge South West.
Oh. So,
yeah. Yeah. There you go. They won a derby. There you go.
They won a derby. Whatever. Put her out. Anyway, we're gonna leave it there.
We should title the episode "Put Her Out."
Put her out.
We'll leave that episode there. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please do subscribe and follow us on all our socials. Next time. See you next time.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.